told today as well?
It happened before, and I think last time we won the game. So, you know, hopefully this is just becoming a routine thing and we can come out with the same results.
Our cameras came in late and you were standing and didn't do any shooting. Any concerns for you, or was this day off for Bryce Cotton?
No, not at all. No concerns at all. Just, you know, taking care of the body, and we had to look at a lot of film and do adjustments, so I was still locked in into everything, so no days off.
Did you actually train then today, or was this your one-off today?
No, I had trained.
Oh, it's nice to get an extra break, but it was a quick turnaround from that semi-game into game one. Now you're at home and don't have to travel. Now is it a bit nicer to have that time?
Yeah, I think it's, what, 4 days off or something like that before the next game? Well, not off, but, yeah, 4 days to the next game. So that's obviously great, and it's more than enough time for us to figure out the kinks that we had from the game and get our bodies as fresh as we can.
Sydney, you've been saying that they believe that the amount of time you're spending on court, the amount of time Nick's spending on court, and a lot of other guys is going to come back to hurt you later in the series, and that their rotations are keeping them fresher. How do you feel physically when you're spending a lot of time on court?
I've played this same way since I've come to Perth, and I played the same way in college, so this is nothing new at all.
Have you been more tired? I mean, it's been a pretty hectic travel schedule, hasn't it, with the Cairns trip and then also the Sydney trip and then what's ahead as well?
No, I don't even look at it like that. You know, at the end of the day, once it's playoff time, I try not to use travel at all as excuses, because regardless, the teams you're playing against, they got to make the same travels you do. So it kind of evens the playing field in my eyes.
So Xavier Cook said yesterday they're going to get physical on you, they're going to put you on the floor, was one of his comments. I suppose you're just used to that throughout the season, are you?
Yeah, I actually didn't know he said that. You know, hey, they're going to come up with their game plan, and we're going to come up with ours, and, you know, may the better team win.
What do you have to improve then on the weekend? I mean, you've won away from home. You won up in a series, a five-game series. What particular thing are you going to work on for this Friday as a team?
I think the biggest thing for us is just making sure we come out with energy. We had a gutsy win first round against Cairns, and then I think we came out, you know, a little bit sluggish the start of game two, and we had a gutsy win again in the grand finals of game one, so it's important that we don't repeat those same mistakes.
No side has ever dropped a 2-0 lead in a grand final series.
No what?
No side has ever dropped or lost a grand final series after leading 2-0. If you can get this, I mean, is this the defining game of the series, if you like?
No. It'll be the defining game until the next one, you know, and that's the way we try to look at it. We don't want to get too ahead of ourselves, but, you know, Friday is the most important game for us, and once that's done, Sunday will be the most important game, yeah. And we don't want to lose that approach.
You're averaging about 30 points against the Kings. What is it about them that you enjoy playing?
I mean, obviously they're a great team, and when two great teams play against one another, they bring the best out in each other. And, you know, you're playing for all the marbles, so this is the best time of the year to be playing, and that's, I would say, that's what makes it the most exciting.
Do you expect them to go differently against you to what they have throughout the season, given your success and the fact they haven't been able to stop you so far?
I'm not sure. I don't really spend too much time, you know, trying to guess what they're going to do. I'll see that soon enough as soon as we hit the floor. But for us, we're just concerned about what we need to do to, you know, continue to try to get, you know, 3 wins before they do.
Do you relish the Weir matchup? It seems like you've obviously played very well against the Kings. Do you relish going against Casper?
No, it has nothing to do with him. I do enjoy playing against great talent. He's a tremendous talent, but I just relish playing, you know, in moments like this where, you know, it's for all the marbles, and, you know, every team wants to be the last team standing, and, you know, for us to be a part of the final two, that's what I relish more than anything.
What do you expect from him this week? Obviously, you have an ideal game one.
I mean, he's going to be aggressive. He took 14 shots last game, so, you know, he's aggressive like he always is. You know, sometimes the ball falls, sometimes it doesn't, but I don't expect anything different. I know he'll be aggressive again.
You're great mates with Tirico. What have you made of his finals campaign so far, and what's your advice to him during this campaign just to keep him at the level we probably saw in game three of the semis?
I mean, I don't have any advice for him. You know, he's been there, done that, so he knows what to do. But I think for sure, you know, he steps up in big moments, and sometimes even if it's not filling up the stat sheet with points, he's done a hell of a job this postseason. defensively, and I think that's kind of gone overlooked, but it's helped us come out with some pretty big wins and help us get to this point. So it's not always about what shows up in the stat sheet at this point, and I think he knows that. And you know, you just want to win at any cost, and you know, winners find a way to win by any means necessary.
What was the message to Plumlee during the week? Obviously, Bogut got the upper hand in his first time playing him in the NBL.
I think he did a great job. You know, Bogut had a hell of a game. It's probably one of his better games throughout the season, but it's something that, you know, we'll, I don't want to say we'll live with it, but we'll make our adjustments. And I think in the second half, he did a better job slowing him down a little bit. So that's what these 4 days have been, you know, trying to figure out how we can contain that. But I think he definitely picked it up in the second half.
Any update on your citizenship?
I know, still know just as much as you.